Chapter 10 A Plan for Revenge. Sitting together in the swineherd's hut, Odysseus and Telemachus asked many questions of each other. "What ship brought you here, father?" said Telemachus. "Where is your crew?" Odysseus told how King Alcinous had sent him home with the help of the best sailors in the world. "I slept all through the voyage," he said, "only to wake and find myself alone on shore, surrounded by gold and bronze treasure. With the help of Athena, I hid everything in the cave of the nymphs. Then Athena sent me here to find you. She wishes us now to plot revenge against our enemies." "It may be hard for us to fight all of them," said Telemachus. "We are only two, and they number nearly 120. "I believe Athena will help us," said Odysseus, "as will her father Zeus. Do you think we will then be strong enough?" "With the help of Zeus and Athena, we will surely defeat our enemies," said Telemachus. "Tell me what we must do." "Tomorrow at daybreak, you must go home alone," said Odysseus. "I will disguise myself as a beggar again and travel to the palace. Do not protest if the suitors abuse me when I arrive. Even if they shout names at me or throw things at me, do not speak a word in my favor." "When will we fight them?" asked Telemachus. "When Athena whispers to me that the time has come, I will nod to you. You must then take all the swords and spears and shields from the hall and hide them in an upstairs room." "What will I tell the others when they ask why I am doing this?" asked Telemachus. "Say that you are removing the weapons so they will not be harmed from the smoke of the fires. Leave weapons only for you and me. 2 swords, 2 spears, and 2 leather shields. And remember, my son, tell no one that you have seen me. Not the swineherd, nor any of the servants, nor my old father, not even your mother."